It is now my privilege to introduce to you the Secretary of State, the Honorable Dean Rusk.
Your Excellencies, members of Congress, distinguished guests, when the Continental Congress sent instructions some 185 years ago to Benjamin Franklin, the father of our diplomacy, for his conduct at the court of France, there were two of these instructions which had the flavor of modern times. "You are," said the Congress of our young and struggling country, "you are to lay before the court the deranged state of our finances and show the necessity of placing them on a more respectable footing. You are," they also said, "by every means in your power, to promote a perfect harmony, concord, and good understanding, not only between the allied powers, but also between and among their subjects, that the connection so favorably begun may be perpetuated." Franklin was assiduous in telling America's story to what we would now call opinion molders, as well as officials, and made good use of an unsteady flow of newspapers, gazettes, and pamphlets for that purpose. Information has been an ancient arm of diplomacy, growing with the means available and with the increasing role of ordinary citizens in the course of public affairs. Diplomacy today has many dimensions: economic and technical assistance, military aid, and information and cultural activities among them. Today we proudly mark the 20th anniversary of the Voice of America, one of the oldest of the modern American ventures in international information. I say modern because periodically through our history, we have sought to explain ourselves to the people of the world as well as to their leaders. Our first efforts, in fact, date back to the very beginnings of the nation, when our Declaration of Independence noted the American desire for a decent respect to the opinions of mankind. Although we made a small effort during the First World War, it was not until World War II that we Americans fully realized how much our country's security and stature depended upon what ordinary people everywhere thought of us, our institutions, and our intentions. In 1942, at the high water mark of enemy advance, President Roosevelt launched the Voice of America and shortly thereafter asked the celebrated radio news analyst Elma Davis to head an Office of War Information and tell America's story to the world. After the war, the United States for the first time made information activities a permanent part of our work abroad. Today, we in the State Department consider the information program an indispensable dimension of American diplomacy. The Voice of America and our other information activities demonstrate our respect for the opinions of people as well as their governments. We in this country define responsible government as that which is responsible to and periodically accountable to the people in whose name it acts. However, not every government accepts this definition. And yet, even in these countries, public opinion is not a negligible factor in the considerations of their rulers. It is precisely in those countries in which public participation is the smallest where the greatest precautions are taken to control the information reaching the public. If then the public in countries controlled by dictatorships can exercise a moderating influence on its government officials, we may see to it that the public knows the facts. It must have more information than its own governments are willing to make available. And this is an important part of the job of the U.S. Information Agency and its Voice of America. Thus, the first responsibility of the Voice of America is to broadcast the news fully and fairly. This the Voice is doing, and it should not be otherwise. In its commentaries, the Voice of America should explain clearly the policies and views of the United States government. This the Voice is doing, and it should not be otherwise. These days, VOA commentaries deal with the most important subjects of current affairs: the Berlin crisis, our determination that this city shall remain free and accessible, disarmament, and our determination to reach agreement on an effective program of general and complete disarmament, the United Nations, and our determination that this peacekeeping body shall be strengthened, not weakened. Man's desire to choose his own future, and our determination that freedom of choice shall be cherished and extended, and the efforts of newly developing nations to modernize their economies and societies, and our determination to help them. Now 20 years old, the International Information Program is a full-fledged partner in the conduct of American foreign affairs. I welcome and appreciate this opportunity to participate in these ceremonies marking the 20th birthday of the Voice of America. My colleagues in the State Department at home and abroad join me in wishing this Voice of Freedom many happy returns of the day. With confidence in the future of our country and free men everywhere, I am certain there will be many more such happy anniversaries. Thank you.